Apollo 10, Houston, in about 3 minutes, we're going to have a short LOX dump on the Saturn.
Okay, we can't see it. It's just long gone from it.
Okay.
Hello, Houston, this is 10.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm reading 100.5% oxidizer and 101.2% fuel. My unbalance went from, on that short burn, from minus 50 to minus 200.
Roger, we copy. Ten, we'll have that attitude for you for the right-hand hatch window for the Earth in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Beautiful, Charlie.
Is that okay, or do you want the hatch window?
Right hand, sorry.
Okay.
The right hand, we can use the mouth then.
Okay.
The last time I saw it, it started to look like a medicine ball.
Right. Apollo 10, Houston, we have an update for your P-23 attitudes and stars, if you care to copy at this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Roger, Gene. At 5 hours, this attitude for the P-23 is listed in the flight plan is incorrect. We'd like you to have a roll of 180, pitch of 167, a yaw of 0. That's affirmative, and we got an update to your stars also on page 39 if you're ready to copy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you ready?
All set.
Okay, Roger. Set 1 is now Nunky, number 37, and it's near side. Set 2 is a Peacock, number 42, and it's near horizon. Set 3 is also Peacock, 42, near horizon. And the last two, sets 4 and 5, are Antares, far horizon.
Did you say Peacock, set 3 was Far horizon?
Negative, near horizon for both sets 2 and 3 on Peacock.
Okay.
Okay, and a reason for the update, we forgot we had Snoop out there.
Okay.
Hello, Charlie Brown. This is Houston. We got that attitude for the Earth out the right-hand window. It's a roll of 277, pitch 187, yaw 15. Apollo 10, Houston. Hello, 10, Houston, over.
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 10 just passed the 20,000 mile mark. Now 20,007 miles from Earth. Velocity is 13,508 feet per second. Weight 94,096 and 1/2 pounds.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, you read me? Apollo 10, Houston, in the blind, if... Hello, Charlie Brown, Houston, over. Hello, Charlie Brown, Houston, over. Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, over. Hello, Charlie Brown, this is Houston, you read, over.
This is Apollo Control, we are receiving data from Apollo 10.
Charlie Brown, this is Houston, over.
Having some difficulty with voice communications. The communication officer says it looks like Apollo 10 may be trying to lock on with the high gain antenna now.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Roger, go ahead, Tom. We're reading you now. Uh, 10, Houston, we're reading you intermittent.
Hello, Houston, Houston, how are you reading?
Roger, 5-5, Gene, how many?
Houston, Apollo 10, how do you read?
Reading you 5-5, how many?
Apollo 10, Apollo 10, this is Houston, how do you read, over?
Dan Houston, do you read?
Hello, Houston, Houston, this is Tan. How do you read?
Roger, you're reading your 5-5, Gino. How many?
No, I'm reading you all right now. I've been having a lot of trouble with the Omnis and the high gain both. We get about 3/4 signal strength, and the noise gets so bad, and apparently you're not hearing us.
That's affirmative. We've been hearing the same thing. We think you're going from Omni to Omni a little bit too fast and not giving us a chance to get locked up real good. I guess we're on the Omnis now, and we're hearing you 5-5.
Okay, I'm on Omni C right now. We've got the Earth here, and we'd like to be able to go high gain and show it to you, if you can figure it.
Stand by. We're configured. The network's ready to go. You can go high gain.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. 5 hours, 4 minutes. Apollo 10 is going to try to bring us another live color TV show showing the Earth. We'll stand by for this transmission. Apollo 10's distance from the Earth now 21,119 nautical miles. Velocity 13,174 feet per second.
Charlie, if you see this, it's going to be out of this world, literally.
All right, you're way standing by, Gene.
Okay, we can see exactly all of them.
You're cutting out, Tom.
Are you getting any signal now? I'm looking right at the good old US of A there.
Roger. Ken, Houston, we're looking for the TV. How does the high gain signal strength look to you?
It's loud and clear.
Roger.
Still nothing, Charlie?
Picture coming up shortly.
Right there, you should be able to see the United States, Mexico, Baja.
This resolution is fantastic. The limb, you can count the rivets on it, and yet the earth and the color is really beautiful.
Okay, well, I can zoom in on a certain part of the earth here. I'll try to zoom in on the Rocky Mountains.
Right.
California.
Standing by, Tom.
How's that, Charlie? Better?
We're looking at it on the black and white. It looks great. Stand by. Here it comes in on the color now. Hey, boy, that is really fantastic. We can pick out Baja and the smog over L.A., and we see Mexico, and we go off to the east in our picture and come into the Rockies area. The Baja California and the Gulf area really stand out beautiful.
Okay, we'll move it around.
Looks like we got some clouds down over New Orleans and... down in that way.
Yep.
That's right, sure is.
Okay, Charlie, that's full zoom.
Okay, this has got to be the greatest sight ever.
You ought to see it up here.
Hey, Tom, boy, it is really fantastic. Could you get Baja in a little bit? We're showing us the Delta Pacific now. Okay, we've got Baja now in the on the right hand side of our screen, and it's right in the center now. We can see Mexico and the clouds up over the Rockies. It's really a fantastic sight. Almost see the freeways in L.A.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna move down. You can take a look down by the Gulf of Mexico now.
Roger.
Charlie, this is it's so hard to describe. You can go right up past Alaska, and you can see the polar caps. It's incredible.
Well, we see it all here, Gene. Its colors are really beautiful.
That's great. And the blackest black that you ever could conceive is the setting for all this.
Right.
Looks like all the way around the people in New York have a little bit of cloud cover today. It goes all the way down. Back by the Cape.
Right. You guys are really giving us a great show. This is fantastic.
Yeah, we just want to thank all the people who helped get us up here, Charlie.
Right, I know.
That includes the taxpayers, too.
Right.
Charlie, you know, you blink your eyes and you look out there, and that ball is, you know, it's three-dimensional, but it's just sitting out there in the middle of nowhere, and it's unbelievable.
We copy, Gene. We're getting a real idea now for the first time on what you're really seeing up there. The colors on the oceans are just as blue as they can be, and real white clouds all over, and the land is a real deep brown. It's almost a reddish brown.
Yeah, and the North Pole, the Arctic area, is just solidly, whitely snow-covered.
Roger.
Yeah, it's a brown and around the Rocky Mountains, an orange down into Mexico, and becomes a little more of a purplish orange.
Roger, we see all... I cut you off there, Tom. We see all that. It's looking good.
You can actually pick out what I think is the San Joaquin Valley down there, just on the west side of the hills.
Roger.
Okay, I'm going to open the Zoom and bring it back in the other way.
Roger, 10. Would you check your TV servo power? We show it on.
Sorry, I must have knocked it on there when I was wrestling around here.
Roger. Well, we're looking at a black background now.
There you've got the whole earth.
Roger, it's really beautiful, Tom. We got we can even pick up a little tip of part of the northern part of South America down below Baja.
Yeah, it's coming in now.
It's really blue, you guys.
That's for sure.
We're looking right at you. It looks like it may have a few clouds there right now in Houston.
It's sort of all constant overcast here in the Moker, but we've never been a...
You're right on the edge of what might be some clouds. Certainly to the northeast of that area is clobbered.
Roger.
Okay, John's going ahead through a B-52 here.
Roger.
I think I can see all the way up into the Newfoundland area now, up along the eastern coast that's not covered.
Right, Gino, it looks like to us that it's just completely clouded up over that way.
You might say we've moved out in the last couple of hours.
Well, I'll say. We got you at about 26,000 miles here, a little bit more.
Okay, I'm going to put the Zoom on 55, which will give you the exact resolution we have.
Roger.
Hey, and just for the record, it looks to me like a pretty nice place to live.
Roger. And we see the P-52.
Okay, 55 on the Zoom, and that's about exactly what the same thing we're seeing now.
Well, it's really fantastic. Ten, can you see the Hawaiian Islands?
Negative, too much cloud cover.
Okay.
Ten. Houston, this is Ten. Both gyro target angles look okay to you.
Stand by. Roger, they look okay to us, John.
Okay, you don't see, you can't verify these stars with slim on right now.
Roger, are these your...